Welcome, visionaries and revolutionaries, to the Aligned Empire podcast, your gateway to building a movement of change, wealth, and impact. I'm your host, Drea Brown. This podcast is for the visionary woman who is ready to master the energetic frequencies of money, business, and herself, and is ready to expand into a frequency, life, and empire that mirrors her highest purpose. Together, we are rising up and reshaping the world as we know it, defying limitations and boldly embodying our highest selves. You're not just listening to another podcast. You're embarking on an epic journey. This episode is something that's really near and dear to my heart because it is something that I struggled with so massively. And I really, truly think the majority of the population does struggle with it. And it was something I dedicated my entire life to finding out after I went through the deepest, darkest period of my entire life. And, you know, long story short, I traveled the entire world by myself for several years, did a lot of crazy adventures. And, you know, it was something that it finally did bring me back closer to myself. And basically, this episode is the truth of who you really are. What does it mean to find out who you truly are? What is the essence of who you truly are? And how can we start to discover what it means to be the deepest meaning of ourself, the deepest and most authentic expression of our soul, of who we really are? And what does that even mean? And, you know, I think for women, it's really hard to get a grasp on who we really are deep down, because a lot of us, we're very empathic, and a lot of us have identity issues. And I know for myself, this is something I struggled with, is when women don't have something that they are passionate about or extremely focused about, a lot of the times we can get sucked into our partner's passions, or we can get sucked into the identity that society has for us, that our culture has for us, that our parents have for us, that someone else has for you and who you think you are. The story of who you think you are is usually derived from someone else. And it's very rarely derived from something deeper than that, deeper inside of ourselves, you know? And I even want to ask you right now, the truth of who you really are. What story are you telling yourself in this moment about who you really think you are? What type of person do you think you are? If I was to ask you, who are you? What would you tell me? You'd probably, you know, a lot of people would start out with their name, what type of, you know, gender they are, what their hobbies are, what they've done for a living, so on and so forth. But that's not who you are. You're not a female. The essence of who you are is not female or male. It's not your name. It's not any of these things. It's nothing that you can actually answer. And I want to get that straight. The who you are is nothing that can actually be answered in words, in a language, not a language that can be expressed verbally to someone. You can prance around the topic of who you think you are, but you'll never be able to directly hit it on the head. So first off, what you are in the most basic form that we can describe with language is energy. And this is the first law of thermodynamics, is that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Hello, amazing visionary women. I just wanted to stop in really quick and say, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast or this episode, if you could just do a quick pause and leave a review wherever you're listening to this right now and let us know exactly what you like listening to this episode about, what type of insights were so incredible to you. My team and I work so hard delivering as much value and as much love and put as much energy as we possibly can into these episodes that it truly means the absolute world to us. Take a screenshot of this episode, share it to your Instagram story, share it to your Facebook. I love tagging you guys as well in my stories. 99% of the time, I will also tag you as well just to let my audience know, hey, there's other people listening to this podcast. So it really does mean the world. And I absolutely love going with depth rather than width. You know, I'd much rather you listen to 10 podcasts and go really, really in depth with the audience and the community rather than 100 different podcasts. It really means everything when you can go more depth
a smaller amount of things rather than going width-wise. And so I would love to extend that invitation to you guys and say, hey, I would love for us to be the community that you wanted to go more in depth with. And with that, make sure you guys go check out those show notes, go download our resources. We have amazing, incredible resources that I know 100% you're going to absolutely love that most people are paying $2,000 for. I'm not even kidding. So make sure you guys check out those show notes and download those free resources, get on that newsletter and engage with this community, because we're building something really special here. And I just want to say, even if you don't want to do any of that, I appreciate you so much listening to this and being entangled in this energy and in this journey with me. So thank you so much. And let's get back to the episode.
So you are energy. Your soul is energy. You are infinite energy. You always have been. You always will be. This is infinite. You're infinite. You are part of the energy that is all around us, and everything is energy. You are part of it all. And I love this quote by Alan Watts, where he said, "What you do is what the whole universe is doing at the place you call here and now. You are something the whole universe is doing in the same way that the wave is something that the whole ocean is doing. The real you is not a puppet that life pushes around. The real deep down you is the whole universe." Does that not give you incredible goosebumps to think that you are not just the wave in the ocean, that you are not just the universe, you know, is not just pushing you around from side to side. You are the entire universe. You are this oneness, this expanded oneness that continues to expand. You are just as much a part of it. That is you. That is who you are. Like Alan Watts said, you're not a puppet that's just being pushed back and forth, to and fro. You are it. And when you're listening to me, you are me. You are these words. Like, this is just as much as part of you as who you think you are, as this consciousness that is observing. And it's so interesting to think, like, this is truly one of the biggest illusions of life, is that we are separate. That everything is separate, that you are separate, and that this, you are just a separate meat sack. I think Russell Brand talks about this, but just the fact that when you meditate, you start to observe and you start to realize that your body is just this meat sack, this sack wrapped up in skin, you know, of meat and bones. That's just our bodies, but everything is energy. And it's all, like, my body right now is not separate from yours. And nothing in my reality is separate from yours. It's all interconnected. It's all connected 100%. And it's just as connected as anything else that you can physically see. Everything is vibrating together. It's all electrons vibrating together. Every single thing that you see physically. So when you hear my voice, you can hear me because of a certain frequency, because my vocal cords and, you know, vibrating together, but it's energy, protons vibrating together, and it is being directed into your ear. You know, I'm not going to go into the science of that but it's, everything is electrons vibrating against each other. Now, this is going to be an episode where it might be best just to let your thinking mind completely go and don't think too hard about what's being said. Allow yourself to more just letting go of your mind and just letting yourself flow in this conversation, just allowing yourself to flow, you know, allowing your soul to listen and maybe not your thinking mind. Because when we allow our thinking mind to listen to what I'm saying, your ego is going to pop out, most likely. It's going to pop out and it's going to be like, you know, it's going to start doubting. It's going to start throwing other ideas, other beliefs, other thoughts, other constrictions and limitations into the mix, which will really help from seeing the truth of who you really are. So when we can let our mind go, when we can just allow what's being said to be said, and then at the very end, see if it resonates. If it doesn't resonate, that's cool. You know, there is, though, something in here that's going to help you expand. So just look for those tidbits. Maybe not everything is going to resonate, but again, only look for the things that your soul needs in this moment to expand. And so what I want to go into is the idea that I love, that the energy that's flowing through your body right now, literally the same exact energy is the same exact energy that was flowing in the very beginning of the creation of the universe. Same exact energy. It was already, oh, I love this. I'm getting like major goosebumps, but it was already there. You were there in the beginning of the universe because your energy was there. All the energy that ever exists and always will exist is already created. That means your energy was already in the very beginning. It happened in the beginning. And now what happened is this energy continues to expand. It's not getting more energy. Energy is not being created nor destroyed. It's just changing form. So this energy that's happened since the beginning of time is continuing to expand, and changing forms. Your energy has changed forms an incredible number of times. Incredible. You've been planets, you've been stardust, you've been everything. You know, maybe other beings and other forms, but your energy has continuously been shifting forms. Because again, first law of thermodynamics, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. You will never be destroyed. This energy will never be destroyed. And how just incredibly mind-blowing it is to think about when we know that we are just this energy and we've always been here. And it's scientific. You know, and when you really start to think about the depth of that and when you really start to get into it, and now knowing that we have reached a point in evolution where the universe wants to start to know itself, where we, the universe, is starting to know itself. We want to experience ourselves in action. We want to actually co-create with the rest of Source. We want to individually co-create. How incredible to think that we are now at the point of evolution where we truly are the universe observing itself, where we are becoming aware of ourselves. Because before this, the universe just kept continuing to expand. It was just creating planets, creating stars. And it was beautiful and amazing. It still is. But now we have, again, reached a point of evolution. We are becoming aware that we have this power. And in this moment, we're becoming aware more than ever. And in this moment, you are on literally the brink of evolution. And I love to think that every single moment is we're evolving. We're learning more. We're becoming more and more self-reflective, more aware, more ourselves, more alike to the creator, more of who we're meant to be in this world, more of us. And I love the depth of this conversation because we can really, I mean, this could literally be hours and hours. I'm not going to make it that, but time is also an illusion. Space is also an illusion. And consciousness only exists because consciousness exists. And it really, like, humans within ourselves are a complete paradox of ourselves, because we can only exist if we consciously perceive ourselves as existing. I'm going to say that one more time. We can only exist. Consciousness can only exist when there is consciousness to perceive what is existing. And this has been proven in scientific experiments where there is no perfect scientific experiment because the observer always affects the experiment because of the fact that it's being observed. So there is no such thing as a pure scientific experiment because we are able to observe it. And there is no such thing as a scientific experiment in which we can't observe it with anything. You know, there's always an observable energy which affects it. It is just so crazy. Like, does the moon, I've heard this theory, there's actually an actual theory, does the moon exist if we didn't look at it? If not one person in this entire world, if we all agreed that the moon does not exist anymore, would it cease to exist? And that is a true theory, that it actually would cease to exist. How fascinating that the only thing that exists in this moment is the room that you're in right now, or whatever you're doing right now. This is the only thing that exists. Everything else outside of yourself, outside of this room, is just protons, electrons, is just energy. And it hasn't completely taken substance. And it's going to take the form of your room when you go in, the form of your room that you expect it to take. That is the craziest part. And I don't want to get into too much complexity here, because I know sometimes it's hard to listen, and really sometimes it's a little bit easier to read this stuff. But how incredible that is, reality, that what you're not looking at right now is just energy, is just energy that has not taken form because of consciousness, because consciousness has not directly observed it. Oh, how crazy. And if you have to rewind this to re-listen to that, to really get a grasp of it, that's like reality. It only takes form when consciousness observes it, and you are consciousness. That is so, like, that's so wild to me. I love this quote that Ralph Waldo Emerson said. He said, "The influences of the senses has in most men overpowered the mind to the degree that the walls of space and time have come to look solid, real, and insurmountable. And to speak with levity of these limits to the, in the world is a sign of insanity." So basically, it's crazy because everything does look obviously super solid. Everything does look solid. Everything does look separate. And the senses, our senses have dumbed down what it means to actually be the universe. And that's what we're experiencing right now, is we are truly evolving to a level where we can comprehend what is happening, what is taking place. The fact that we are observing ourselves, the fact that we are not separate, the fact that we get to experience oneness. We get to experience everything that we truly are, which is everything. We get to experience source. And in order for ourselves to fully experience the oneness of who we truly are, we have to experience that which we are not, which is separate, which is illusion, which is separateness, basically. The fact that we think that we're separate, we have to first and foremost experience that. Because a person who goes through the world and is super stoked all the time, super happy, didn't know anything different than what we would perceive as happiness, but that was their natural state. And they know, and there was no one else to compare it to. No one else that they could see about happiness or sadness. There was no spectrum. It was just what they were. They wouldn't actually know anything else. So they wouldn't even call it happiness. It would just be their natural state. They would just call it just is. Another example I love is same with if you can only see gray, the color gray. It wouldn't even be called colors because you only see one color. You only see gray. So you actually wouldn't be able to know what blue is, what red is, what orange is, what pink is. You wouldn't even have a color spectrum because that's all it is. You only see one thing. So there is nothing else to compare it to. You have no sense of comparison. So we have to know what the universe, what we are. We have to know what we are not in order to know what we truly are. We have to experience what our soul is not. And in that case, that's where the destruction comes in. That's where the chaos comes in. That's where we feel overwhelmed and separate and lonely. We have to experience all these other emotions in order to know what we truly are underneath all that. In order to know that we are truly oneness, that we are truly source, that we're truly everything, that we're love. We have to know what love is not in order for us to experience what love truly is. We have to have it something to compare it to. It's the only way. It's experiential. We have to experience what love, and that's how the universe is experiencing itself, and how we're observing ourselves is because we're observing ourselves from the lens of what we are not, so we can know what we truly are. That is the only way. I think it's so beautiful when we think of it in that way. And when, you know, when I feel depressed or when I feel sad or lonely or anxious, I really do remind myself that this is temporary and this is myself experiencing myself. This is another part of my soul that I need to experience in order to fully know what happiness is or feeling not lonely, you know, when I feel so connected. It's the most amazing feeling because I've already known what it is not. I've already felt all these like other horrible emotions, and I get to experience the other end of the spectrum because of this. Because if I was just born into this world just happy, I wouldn't have that experience. I wouldn't even know that there was anything else. I wouldn't know what sadness is. I would not even know. And so truly, we understand the universe by understanding ourselves, because we are the universe. The whole entire universe, everything is inside. inside of you. You are the entire universe inside. Like, you are the entire universe. How amazing. And we continue to look at the universe outside of ourselves. We continue to look like this is the universe. Like, I need to understand the universe. I need to look outside myself. But if you want to fully comprehend and understand the universe, you need to go inside and look and understand inside first. That's where it starts. And when I say inside, I want you to just let go of the outside. And I want you to meditate on inside. I want you to feel everything that's going on in the universe inside of yourself, in the entire universe. You are the entire universe in this moment. Every single thing in this entire universe is inside of you right now. So I want you to fully surrender to that fact and fully accept it and fully embrace it and allow yourself in every single moment, moment to moment, fully experience the universe inside of yourself. And notice how that completely shift your reality, like this moment right now, noticing how that will shift if you allow yourself to realize the reality that you are the entire universe and that it's inside of you right now. And there's nothing that you need to observe outside of yourself in order to know and understand fully and comprehend the universe. Oh, I love that. But knowing that every single answer as well is already inside of you. There's no answer that isn't already inside of you. And that is so true in every single instance. And that is why, personally for me, I've been very much a person who continues to ask outside of myself for answers. I have always been that person, you know, even like, what should I order at the restaurant? I've asked people. And this is something that I have made a commitment to myself that I no longer ask people for advice. I go inside of myself. And I feel that answer. I feel what is the best step for me. And I don't mean to say that I don't get different people's perceptions, but I think more importantly than ever, even asking anyone for their own opinions about your life is really just going deep inside and asking what is the best decision for me, because no one's going to know better than you. Really, no one's going to know. You are your own guru. And the better that you can get at asking yourself what to do, the more self-mastery you're going to have over your own life, the stronger your intuition's going to be, the stronger your gifts are going to be. Going back to the truth of who we really are, I think one of the biggest words, most important words that we have to bring up is surrender. The more that you can surrender, the more that you can discover the truth of who you really are. Because again, it goes into the idea discovering of who you are not in order to discover who you really are. You have to get through all of the bullshit of who you are not in order to discover who you really are. So what things in your life have you attached yourself to that aren't really who you are? Maybe maybe sometimes you can be a little greedy, and knowing deep down that's not who you really are. Who you are is going to be a feeling. It's energy, your energy. So continuing to pick up the best possible feelings of energy and holding those in your body and letting go of everything else. And I'm not saying don't embrace feelings as they come up, because absolutely, you need to experience and embrace feelings. But I want you to embrace them, allow them to fully become in your body. Don't be scared of them. Face them head on. Face all your feelings head on and then let them go and reach for a better feeling and expression of yourself. Reach for a better feeling. That's your biggest thing, is feeling amazing, feeling good, and surrender. Allow yourself to surrender to all the feelings that you don't want to feel. Just keep surrendering. Keep surrendering. Observe, reobserve curiously your body, and then let go. I love that. Feeling all the energy in your body in this moment, just curiously observe and then let go, and then reobserve and then let go. And just keep doing this, curiously observing the energy presently in this moment in your body, and then let go. Reobserve, let go, and keep doing that, and feel your body getting lighter and lighter and lighter. It is so incredible. And that's when you figure out who you really are, is just keep letting go. No matter what, like if you think you have this all the incredible relationships in your life, observe the attachment they have in your body and let go. And I'm not saying to like let go from your reality, just let go of the energetic attachment. Because if it's made for you, no matter what, it's going to come back into your life. But you have to let go first in order to realize what energies are truly you and aligned with you. And that is like, seriously, that you guys, it's been so life-changing when I've been doing this. Just reobserving and letting go. And I've been doing this with everything in my business, even my niche of my business, you know, even the fact that I love spirituality. I just wanted to make sure this was aligned with my soul. So I made sure to let go of it. And it found its way back to me. And you just have to trust. You have to trust that the universe truly has your back, that it always is there for you. Fully trust. It loves you. It wants you to be the most amazing, expansive, amazing version of yourself. And just to continue surrendering, continuing letting go. And when you do that, the energies that are aligned for you are going to make its way to you. And they're just going to naturally gravitate and find their way to you. Because there's so much joy just following that. And I want you to even think, where in your life does it feel, do you feel so strongly about, you know, and just let go. And don't be scared. Don't be scared. Like, it was really scary for me to let my business go because I was like, well, what if it's like, what if I'm supposed to be doing something else? I've already put so much energy and so much effort into this. I had to let it go. And I did. I spent a few months away, allowing myself just to let go of the energy of my business and what I thought I should be doing. And because of this, I have realized more than ever, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I was able to reflect on where I wanted my life to be. And I'm not saying everyone needs to take a few months off from whatever they're doing, but as much as you can, continue observing the areas of your life where you're just clutching, where the energy is so strong that sometimes we don't even think that it's not even right for us, but we're just clutching so hard. And I want you to just take inventory of all the areas that you might be clutching. And then I want you to just let it go. Just keep surrendering, keep letting go, keep surrendering, keep letting go, reobserve, let go. And really keep observing everything that you think you are. Reobserve. And let go. Observe the stories, continuously observe the stories that are in your present moment. What stories are you telling yourself? What beliefs do you have about your current reality that you're holding on to? What are you holding on to so tightly? What opinions? I love this. What opinions do you have that are very strong, that if someone says something that you kind of get pissed off, that you attack them? You know, what opinions are there so solid that they're just so solid in your mind that you would never even think of having the opposite opinion? And reobserve those and let them go. Let those opinions go. Because I promise you, under every really, really solid clutch of something, there is so much incredible energy underneath that. And if it's meant for you, it's going to come back to you. I promise you, no, every single time. And when it does come back, such as my business, when my business did come back and I did realign with who I was really was, and there were so many things I let go of that wasn't any, was no longer serving me, I was able to tap in, and I am able to tap into this incredible energy underneath everything else that I was doing, this passion that I had no idea was there. I had to let it go in order to even find this incredible, it feels like this river of passion that I had no idea. And I was, now that I look back on my business and the way I was going, I didn't feel fulfilled 100% in the direction that I was going previously. It felt like there was something missing. And it felt like when I sat down, it kind of felt like I was just forcing myself to sit down and to work. And I was like, man, I don't want to, I'm not in business to work for myself, you know, where I feel numb inside. I left my corporate job in order to feel free, in order to work for myself and love what I do, not the opposite, where I just felt like I was just clutching and clamoring, and it just felt horrible. So really, I realigned. I let go of all the energy that was no longer serving me, and I realigned with what really was. And that's all it takes, is continuously letting go and then finding the feelings that feel good. I let go of my business, all the energy, because everything, again, you guys, everything is energy, everything, including all of our attachments to everything. So continuously let go of attachments to everyone and everything. Let the attachment go energetically inside of your body. And something else I really want to bring up is when I practiced this, it was a few years ago, but I practiced this on an ex-boyfriend of mine where I was really not happy with where the relationship was going. And I didn't know what to do. I had no idea what to do, what decision I should make. And so I just focused on raising my vibration. I focused on letting the energy of the relationship go first. And how you do that is just observing the attachment that the energy has in your body. So when you focus on this relationship, or you focus on this job, or you focus on this business, where in your body can you feel any type of energy, any type of constriction, any type of energy? And then I want you to observe it completely, fully relax into that feeling. And then I want you to just release it, let it go. And sometimes it helps to just pretend you have this beautiful golden sword, and then cutting those cords of energy that's connecting you to whatever you're trying to let go of. And even saying, sometimes it helps to even say an affirmation, I now lovingly release you from my experience, you know, or I allow myself to let go. This energy has served its purpose in my life. And then just letting go and using that sword to slash those energetic attachments to your body, because that's what it is. It's this entangled energy that's so in your reality that you've been so entangled up. And then because it's so entangled, it creates so many thoughts in our brain, and think about it all the time, and ruminate on it, and it drives us crazy. So allowing yourself to let go of whatever needs to let go. And so anyways, back to the story of when I was in this relationship, but I allowed myself to let go of the relationship before actually physically letting it go. It was the most incredible breakup I've ever been through, like the easiest breakup I've ever been through because of this. And it was, I literally thought this guy was my twin flame, my soulmate, all of the above, until this very instance. And it was like literally like 100% head over heels to basically a week later breaking up completely. It was so crazy. It was so wild. And even looking back on it, it was totally unexpected, but I let go of it so quickly in my body and in my experience. And I just really focused on myself instead of what he was doing wrong. I focused on myself, my own energy, my own frequency, and just raised that freaking frequency and let go of any of the energy that I felt with our relationship. I just kept letting it go. I let go all of the energetic cords, and ultimately it wasn't for me. And because that he was not energetically connected or aligned with who I was in this moment, it was so easy. I just can't even tell you how easy of a breakup it was. And I'm not usually like, breakups aren't always the easiest. Sometimes I go back to them a couple different times. So, you know, it's not like I am notoriously great at breakups, but it was just so easy. It just felt like flow. I challenge you to do the same thing. Take an inventory of your life. Think of all the ways that you might be clutching at something, that you might be holding on a little bit too tightly. And I just want you to let it go. And I promise you, like, don't even be scared of it, because if it's meant for your soul and for your greatest purpose, it will come back. I promise you it 100% will come back. Not only will it come back, it will come back like 1,000 times more beautiful, more great, more incredible than you can even imagine. But you have to let go first. And then you'll get to the spot of knowing who you truly are and all this gorgeous, beautiful energy that's aligned with your soul, with the deepest part of who you are, is fully aligned. It's 100% aligned because you've surrounded yourself with detached energy, fully detached energy. And then you go into this area of just being one with everything, which is who you really are. You are oneness. You are abundance. You are already love. That's the truth of who you really are. Your abundance, your love, your joy, and allowing yourself to let go of anything that is not that. If it's not gratitude, if it's not joy, if it's not abundance, asking yourself, taking inventory of your life, asking yourself, is this really truly valuing? Is this relationship benefiting my life? Is this job benefiting my life? Is this, you know, is this a hell yes, or is this a hell no? You know, if it's not a hell yes, it is a hell no. And when you start saying that to every single section of your life, and it's only, you're only keeping your hell yeses, you start to look around. And that's what I feel like right now I'm doing with my life. I've been doing this for years, but now I'm looking around at my life. I'm like, holy shit. I look around and I only have hell yeses left. I'm only surrounded by my hell yeses. And it's incredible. It's amazing. And I'm continuously doing this. And, you know, now that I'm even talking about this, I'm going to, you know, go journal and see what in my life is not a hell yes in this moment. And, you know, doing, and it's not like you have to let go physically right now, just doing an energetic. If it's not a hell yes, then do an energetic letting go technique. Do what I just said, like allowing yourself to let go in your body first, and then your external reality is going to reflect it. And it's going to be freaking easy because you've already let it go. It's law of attraction. It's beautiful. But nothing is more important than realizing and finding out who you are. And that's allowing yourself to experience all of your emotions, to continue letting go of what no longer serves you, so you can find the truth of who you really are, which is really love, joy, abundance. But that's for you to experience, not just to know intellectually from this episode. So for that, I'm going to say I love you. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Please share this episode with your friends. If someone else needs to hear this, you know, I'm just share the love. This is helping our community, helps our show, helps the world spread more positivity and the truth. And leave a review on iTunes. That would be so incredible. It really does help our show more than you can ever know. Ooh, that rhymes. But I love you guys so much. Thank you so much. And if you already haven't, subscribe. And I will catch you on the next episode.
And with that, we come to the close of yet another epic journey of the Aligned Empire podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the frequency of your limitless potential. Each episode is a code to unlock your unique energetic frequencies of money, business, and your aligned empire. If you feel this episode would resonate with others, please share it forward, creating a ripple effect throughout the universe. Make sure to subscribe to continue this journey of transformation with us. Join us again next week as we continue to rise together, joining a movement that is changing the world. This is Drea Brown, your guide on this journey, signing off.